Alaska's economy in the face of low oil prices has been a big topic for a while and will continue to be for the foreseeable future. Senator Dan Sullivan says that as a U.S. senator, there are three primary areas where he can offer support as the state figures out how to respond. He says the federal government's main areas of influence and responsibility are infrastructure building, resource development, and taking full advantage of Alaska's strategic military location. In support of infrastructure, Sullivan says Congress was able to approve a five-year highway bill last year rather than a continuing resolution as it has in recent years.
And what we were able to do as your delegation was defend a very favorable formula put in there by Don Young and Ted Stevens in terms of what Alaska pays in and what Alaska gets out. So we have a highway bill that passed, the president signed it. For the next 5 years, it's going to bring the state close to $3 billion.
Sullivan says $20 million of that will go to the Alaska Marine Highway System in the first year, with increases for the ferries each year following. Regarding resources, Sullivan says he defines that term broadly to include not only timber and mining, but fisheries. He says Alaska is the superpower of seafood and needs to be able to maintain that resource.
Almost 60% of all fish and seafood products landed in the United States of America come from Alaska's shores. 60%. We are the 800-pound gorilla in that industry.
Sullivan says he's worked with Senator Lisa Murkowski and Representative Don Young to push for healthy management of fisheries and to encourage research for the industry. When it comes to timber, though, Sullivan says it's challenging to get bills approved if they include measures favorable to logging. But he says the delegation has had some success with small land transfers, such as easements to allow road construction.
When you go off on smaller chunks, you can start to do that. I think that's really important. More federal lands to Alaskans so we can develop those for the private sector employment opportunities that we need here.
Sullivan says another extremely valuable resource in Alaska is the children, and it's essential to provide a useful education for future generations. He touted the Every Student Succeeds Act, which he says passed the Senate overwhelmingly.
Essentially what it does over the last 25 years, the power to educate our kids had been going to Washington, D.C. So what we were able to do with this bill was to take that power and start shifting it back to where it belongs. Teachers, local school administrators, local school boards, and the states.
Regarding Alaska's strategic military use, Sullivan says the state offers the ability to deploy troops quickly to many different locations and is a great base for missile defense and air combat power in the Pacific.
Let me just give you one example. You may have seen that the F-35 announcement that Eielson Air Force Base is going to get two more squadrons. This is in addition to the F-22s that we have at J-Bear. Those are called fifth-generation fighter aircraft. The F-35s, F-22s, most sophisticated aircraft in the world. Alaska is going to have over 100.
Sullivan says he plans to continue encouraging U.S. military investment in Alaska. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.